on today's show, we're going to be talking about entrepreneurship, but not only entrepreneurship, we're going to be talking about women in business, women in radio, and to add a little bit of sauce to this, a little sazon, Latinas in radio, Latina entrepreneurship.
It's Mauricio Mejia live. Entertainment guru, Silicon Valley entrepreneur, author, and speaker. It's Mauricio Mejia live.
I want to introduce my guest today, Shanberry in the house.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
From San Francisco.
Yeah, born and raised in San Francisco, single mom. I know you come from a single mom as well.
There you go. Yeah, we got something in common already. Mm-hmm. We're starting already on the wrong foot here right now. Mm-hmm. My mother from El Salvador, a full Salvadorian. My mother and father, they were separate, but my mom, hustler, no English, mm-hmm. right? Came and learned English in the United States, then became mm-hmm. a citizen. But the entrepreneurship spirit was woken up by my mom because I got to see her hustle,
yep.
right? And mm-hmm. part of what got me even more motivated to mm-hmm. where I'm at today or what the rocket fuel was is the fact that seeing the struggle, but seeing the energy, that fire that was in her mm-hmm. of the dream of being here and really taking advantage of it. So
yeah. you're speaking my language because yeah. my mom, she started a travel agency back in the day, and she worked herself up, and she took care of us. You know, it was we didn't have aunts and uncles that we could rely on. It was all her friends that she had made when she was single and she came. So we call them tios and tías, and that's our family. But she always instilled in my sister and I, like, algún día tienen que comenzar algo
nice
for yourselves, because right. you're never gonna make money working for somebody Ooh, else, right?
You're on the right show today.
Yes.
You are on the right.
Always said that, and I never knew what that was going to be, because I started in radio. Radio was pretty much my first job.
Can we say what first radio station you were at?
It was back in the day. It was called Movin' 99.7, okay. and then it was 99.7 yeah. now, and it was with the Fernando and Greg show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I started there when I was 19. And I started.
You're 21 now?
Gosh, really? I wish. But you know what? I look back and I'm like, the 21-year-old me working in radio, I was crazy. It was a blast. But no, I'm 30. I'm going to be 35 this month, end of March.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. So I started there when I was 19. My mom actually saw an ad on Craigslist back in the day. And they're like, oh, we're looking for an intern. Mm-hmm. And she goes, aplica, mija, aplica. And I was like, mom, nunca me van a agarrar. Like, I'm not good enough. And I always had that mentality. Oof. Like, I'm not good enough, right? Oof. So she goes, solamente tienes que aplicar.
I think I'm interviewing the wrong person.
I'm like, no, you need to have Mama Berries on here. Yeah.
I need to have her on the show. Mm-hmm. Seriously, so, I think I'm going to have a conversation like talking about that, mm-hmm. where that roots from too.
Yes.
Because that would be a great topic.
And you know what's funny is I don't even think I applied. She applied for Ooh. Me. She applied for me. And I remember the day that I got a call from Jason. He was Jason Dahlstedt. He was a producer for the Fernando and Greg show. I was partying in Vegas with my friends, and I got a call at like 8 o'clock in the morning Uh-oh. From a random number. And I answered, and he's like, hey, this is Jason from Movin' 99.7. I got your application. And I was like, you what? Like what? Yes, I'll come in for an interview. And I remember the day that I went in for my interview, my mom bought me a suit.
Wow.
Like she says, como te ven, te tratan, mija.
Ooh.
Y tú vas a ir con un suit. And
wow.
I'm thinking, okay, like I will go in with a suit. And I remember it was a navy blue suit, and I still have it. Does it
nice.
Fit? No.
Nice.
But I still have this suit because it made me
it's
who I am
big.
Today.
It's
so I went in, and I remember everybody was just like, in baseball caps, in sweatpants, in like whatever, like super chill vibes.
Yeah.
And I'm in like
it's
in
radio.
A suit
yeah.
that my mom just bought me, like looking like I worked in sales.
Corporate, like
yeah.
in sales, yeah.
Yeah, right? So, but I just remember being just starstruck of everything. Like it looked like it was so cool. Like I walked in here and got all the vibes. You know, there's yeah. a disco ball, there's music blasting,
yeah.
there's artists walking around. And I just remember being like, I found my calling. Yeah. This is what I want to do.
Home. You found
this,
home.
This is what, yeah. And I remember.
And thank you for the compliment here. This was by the design. Janine Escobar, you met our producer of the show.
Amazing.
Yeah. I get that's a, she did put this thing together in about, we call it 13 days. Lucky 13.
Girl, leave it to a woman to hustle and get it done, boo-boo. Okay? Leave it to her. Yes.
All I did was we had the idea. We talked about it. And literally, like, by the end of the day, I was getting a proposal. And I was like, hey, we're putting this thing together. And
I feel like I'm in Joe Rogan's podcast right now. I feel special.
We're thriving to be Silicon Valley's number one podcast studio. We're in the best place in the world right now. Mm-hmm. We're in the global tech capital of the world, Silicon Valley, San Jose, downtown. It doesn't get any better.
I know. You guys are doing it.
Thank you. And we're doing it. We're doing it as a team. And I'm looking forward to the many, many, many people that come in and share that energy with us, because There's some big things coming.
And you will. You will be number one. Yes. You will be number one. Thank you.
Just like you'll be number one on the radio.
I have been number one, okay? Don't get it twisted. No.
So tell us. Let's get into the radio. So you're in radio.
So I get the job. And I remember Jason saying, can you start tomorrow at 5 a.m.?
Oh.
Will that be a problem for you? And I go, I'll be here.
Nice.
And I remember always.
In sweats?
No, también. And you know what? And I will give you this. I remember being in radio, and it would always be the one time that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just so tired. I'm not going to do my makeup. I'm just going to go in like my pajamas and some UGG boots. And then they would come in and be like, oh, Pitbull's here. You're going to interview him in 5 minutes. And I'm like, chingado. Like, why today? So I always. Como te ven, te tratan.
That's
so
right.
I always made sure to get up, do my makeup, do my hair, because you never know who you are going to meet that
That's
day.
That's right. That's right. And in radio.
And in radio.
I've talked about my history in radio and in other shows. As a kid growing up in L.A., I was at Power 106. I was an intern in their promotion department. Mm-hmm. Then when I moved up to the Bay, I joined Wild 107.
When
it was on Green Street. And then back in the day, you were still a little chiquita, the radio wars were happening.
Oh, yeah.
Between KML and Wild 107, and everybody was just, it was crazy. And I just, the politics, I wanted to get into music programming, actually doing the programming of the station. And then I was like, oh man, maybe I just do promotion, become a promotion director. Because I was already in promotions. I was doing nightclubs and concerts. So promotion was kind of like, it was exciting for me. I was already working with the top nightclub owners in the Bay Area. So, but then the politics, right? And then the jealousy, then the haters.
And the egos.
Right. So then I was just like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to go focus on making money while you guys go and have your little
cheese. Collect your paycheck. Yeah.
Collect your paycheck. I'm going to go make some money. Mm-hmm. And I did. And
good
then,
for you.
Yeah. So then I got out of it. But my heart and my passion was like, you know what? One day I'm going to have my own show.
And look at you now.
Yeah.
This is amazing. you should feel so proud of yourself. You know, I the older I get, the more I believe in God or destiny or, you know, the universe.
Yeah.
Because I swear, like the older I get, it's like everything really does happen for a reason.
You're not that old, okay?
I know,
but you make it sound so, like you.
I went through hella shit. So, you know, just everything has its timing.
That's
and
right.
You just gotta
Amen.
Trust
oh, man.
The
you
process.
Absolutely.
You know?
Damn.
So you
trust the process. That's a tagline. On
you're doing your calling. Yes. You weren't meant to be a promotions director. You were meant to do this.
Yes.
Something greater than that.
Yes.
So
And thank you for pointing that out, because that is my beliefs. So you're in radio, you do all of this stuff, but there's more to you because you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And I can see where the entrepreneurship spirit was woken up. Mm-hmm. And we got to give mom credit. So she wakes up the spirit. She's really pushing for you and opens up even this door in radio. But let's talk about that entrepreneurship, because you have a very successful line, a makeup line.
Yes.
And give us the name of the brand.
It's called Shades by Shan.
Shades by Shan,
yes.
Okay.
So my mom, again, she always said, like, tienes que comenzar algo, mija. Tienes que comenzar algo that, you know, propio. because you're never going to make money working for somebody else. And that's I was always like, oh, I don't know. Like, I'm not a businessy person. I don't know about like Excel spreadsheets. Like I'm in radio. Like I press buttons. I talk for a living. And I never thought that I could go down the business route. But I started seeing a trend with my favorite influencers, and they would collab with like, you know, they would shout out all these brands like, oh, I'm collaborating with MAC today. I'm collaborating with Sigma Brushes. I'm collaborating with Estee Lauder. And I'm like, get pendeja, dude. Like you have hella followers. Why wouldn't you just come out with your own thing?
Right.
You know, so then I was like, se me paró mi lamparita. I was like,
The little light bulb. My gringos out there that don't understand. The little light bulb
went off, and
I'm going to do the translation for you. Okay,
perfect.
So whenever you go into Spanglish mode,
do we need to translate pendejo though?
Oh. Pendejo, dickhead, asshole, fuckers. I don't know. Fucking.
This is a podcast. I never get to swear.
No,
I
know.
Get to swear.
There's no FCC regulations here. We don't got nobody regulating.
Yes.
And the people that have their opinions, well, fuck you too. You know? So anyway, hey.
There you go. So my light bulb went off. So I thought to myself, well, I have a little bit of a following. I love makeup. It was always such a big instrumental part because I was doing radio. I had like 5 TV shows going on at a time.
You wear your own makeup too, right? You wear your own brand?
Of course. Okay, unless I don't have like a foundation.
Then you're going to go create your own foundation.
And I'm creating it right now.
Nice.
So then I liked makeup. And so I thought, well, why can't, this is right when like Kylie Jenner, all these like, you know, these artists started popping up, celebrities making makeup lines. And I'm like, I bought the Kylie stuff and I was like, it's not that good.
Ooh,
like I spent hella money on it, and I go, you know,
she said it, not me. I'm a fan.
It's better now. They changed the lip formula, and you know, but I was that everyday consumer going into these big box retailers and buying a $30 lipstick and going home and being disappointed because I'm like, damn, I just spent $30 on this and it is crap, right. You know. And there, I was always disappointed where I'm like, why can't these companies just be consistent?
Mm.
And then it all kind of came together in my mind, like, well, I can start a little makeup brand. I have a little bit of a following. And how hard is it to really just be consistent?
Right.
And my older sister, Erica, she's a big wig executive in Asia. She was living there for 12 years. She's very data businessy driven. She has a very, very intense business background. And I told her my idea. And she goes, if you're for real, she goes, I'm burnt out, sis. Like, I want to come home. It's been 12 years. I'll help you encarrilarte. Like, I'll help you start it.
Wow.
I'll for 6 months, I'll take a sabbatical and then I'll leave you to it and you go from there. And I go, okay, let's do it. She goes, well, if you're for real, I'll
even like how your voice got like, you like took this shit serious.
Yeah,
like,
no, because like, when I
we're
do
making
take,
this thing happen
when
right
I
now.
Take
nice.
Things seriously, I really am serious about it. I will, if someone gives me a no, I will find the person to give me that yes. I will never take a no for an answer. Ever.
I love that.
If I don't want to, if I get a no, like, all right, then you're not the person for me. Like, let's keep it pushing here.
That, you know, the no is a direction, right? So I always tell people no is a direction. So if you give me a no, that means I just got to go left or right to find me a yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yes is a direction too. So, because if it's yes, we move forward. If it's a no,
I'm gonna still move forward.
That's
I'm
gonna
still move forward because I'm gonna get my yes eventually.
I love it.
Así es la vida. So, then she quit
con ganas,
her job.
Con ganas.
You have to.
Yes.
Like, what is everybody, if you just get a no, then you're just never going to follow your dreams? No, you have to keep going. Like, you fall down, you got to get up.
Yeah.
You get a no, turn it into a yes. Figure it out.
Yeah.
So she did.
Yeah.
She did. And I look at her and I go, how do these like single moms do it? Like, how do they don't have, you know, they don't have any help.
Yeah.
My mom's never had a boyfriend. I've never seen a man around. She's never reliant on somebody else. She figures it out. I've seen her at the bottom, but somehow, siempre se suspira. Like,
right.
She always surpasses her problems.
Yeah.
And we get through it. And
well,
that's how it was as a family.
That generation is wired differently, just like my mom, right? I mean, and then they pass it on, right? And we're supposed to carry those values, right? Unfortunately, I see some kids, fuck.
Dude.
Like, they're like, son pendejos.
Yeah, pendejos, for sure.
They get comfortable in a situation and something needs to spark it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I'm in hopes, right, the people that are watching out there, that something here clicks that turns on that button, because you got to want more in life. We mm-hmm. live here only once, mm-hmm. you know. For you to be doing radio, for you to be a mother, for you to be a wife, for you to be in business on for yourself, you want more in life, mm-hmm. and those are the fuel cells, the rocket fuel that I call. That keeps you catapulting and moving
forward. Always want more. Right. I want more now.
And it's okay to want more.
Yeah.
We deserve to have mm-hmm. more. The flip side to it is that as long as you're receiving, mm-hmm. that you're also paying it forward mm-hmm. and helping others.
Absolutely. And that's what I aim to do, is inspire others.
Amen.
Because if I did it, anybody could do it.
That's right.
And so I started.
You must have read my book already, because that's one of my lines. If
shameless
I can do
plug.
It,
he yeah. has a book, y'all.
Yeah, Smoke and Mirrors, my first book. Number two, Decide, Commit, Execute.
Perfect.
I'm scandalous. I'm scandalous with my plugs. Don't worry. Where do we find the product?
Yeah, so.
Website?
ShadesByShan.com, but we also launched in JCPenney stores across the country. So.
All right.
Well, this was about a year ago. We get a call from JCPenney and they go, "We've gotten a hold of your brand. Someone in our company has brought it forward and we absolutely love it. And we want to bring you into stores." And I'm thinking, okay, they're going to maybe want to try me out in like Tamfran or like, you know, Sambu Boo or like, you know, something close. Like, okay, maybe San Jose. Like,
I've
you
never
know,
heard of Sambu Boo. Where's
Sambu
that? Where's
you never
that?
Said it? Yeah, we said Sambu Boo growing
up. I've never
heard of Sambu Boo. I love Sambu Boo, Tamfran. Yes. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah, that mall sucked.
Yeah. But you know, I was just like, aunque sea una tienda.
Right.
I don't care. Like,
a little kiosk.
What, dude? But that's how I started. I started with two products. I remember going to Stonestown, East Ridge, Valley Fair. I had a little table this big with a spin the wheel to get customers to come and check us out. Like, señora, come spin the wheel. Do you want a free lip gloss? But then they would buy 50. That was my guerrilla tactic back in the day.
Man.
We used to go there all day from the beginning.
You know,
beginning
the spin
of
the wheel
mall.
Always works.
Yeah, it always. I don't know how, but
spin the wheel. Lucky, like you know, damn.
Yes,
all right.
But that's how I started. Hungry. Packaging orders out of my mom's house. Like, mom, prende el printer que no tenemos órdenes. Like, mom, we need ink. She would run to the Walgreens. She would help me bring my packages to the UPS store. And like, that's how we started as a family, laying out all the orders, all the packing slips, figuring out how a label printer works.
Let me ask you, manufacturing, how did you even come up with, how'd you create your own?
Because my was living in Asia, so a lot of these manufacturers are in Asia, right?
Okay.
So she goes, okay, I'm going to start looking for suppliers. And I go, okay, sounds good. So she went to, I want to say maybe 100 like suppliers. And she found this one and she goes, girl, I think I found the one. And I'm like, stop. So she had them send me all their products. I swatched it. I was like, okay, like, let's tweak this. Let's make it our own formula. We launched the Berry Obsessed Eyeshadow Palette and the Hyphy Highlighter Palette. That's how Bay Area I am, okay? Highlighter Palette. And me and my sister looked at each other and we're like, but how can we leave a legacy behind and leaving the world in a better place? Let's switch it up. Like, these companies are all about making money, but what are they really doing for the world?
Right.
It's, you know, they're all just so money hungry, but it's also like, okay, you want all these customers, but what are you doing for them? How are you being different and you changing the world for the better? So we started looking at different charities. Nothing really stuck. And then the answer was right in front of our faces. It was our single mom. And we said, let's find a charity that helps single parents. And back then, 5 years ago, when we were looking, we didn't find any. And I go, well, how is there?
I know
like,
where this is going.
How is there like, you know, 15 million single parents in the United States alone with no resources for them to go to? And I said, Erica, well, people start nonprofits all the time. Like, why can't we do that? And she goes, for real? And I go, Yeah. Like, we have to start our own.
You gave her the serious voice.
Yeah,
like,
because that was our passion. Like, we saw how hard our mom struggled. We saw everything. in front of our face, and for these people not to have anywhere to go for help, that doesn't make any sense. So it was a long process. It took about 17 months to finalize everything with the government, 501c3.
Yep.
And I remember on Mother's Day, we presented my mom with the Mama Berry's Nonprofit Foundation in honor of her. And she just started bawling her eyes out. I could cry right now.
Yeah. I hope she's the executive director. she's running.
She makes herself the jefa for sure. So we launched two products. Those two that I mentioned, and then with the Mama Berry's nonprofit, and we sold out in 24 hours. And I go, okay, like, what is
going
on? How
many units is that?
I mean, I think we bought maybe 1,000 units.
Okay.
You know, because you have to.
1,000 units is fill up this table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was like, oh my gosh, like, okay, so we re-upped, we launched it again, and then we sold out in like another 24, 48 hours. And we're like, okay, we are onto something here. Mm-hmm. And we were getting emails, messages, people from all over just saying,
what kind of marketing were you doing?
Girl, my social media, Instagram, all these influencers that were shouting out all these other brands could have shouted out their own thing and had a cause, and maybe they would have blown up too.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They were...
Se durmieron.
They were sleeping on it. So you know what? People were coming out of the woodworks like, I just want to say thank you. I'm a single mom. No one does ever has done anything for me.
Aww.
Thank you. And guys coming out of like, hey, I know this is weird, but I was raised by a single mom. Like, can you just tell me what to buy off your website? Because like, I just want to give it to my mom because she helped raise. And you know, sweet. It was so, so heartwarming.
I like how you did the voice too, you know, like, yeah.
Totally, man. So people were just, you know, just so thankful. Like, hey, my friend just bought me this makeup. I'm a single mom. And I just want to say thank you because no one's ever given me done anything for me. And you are raising awareness for single parents. We don't have a voice. We're so worried about taking care of everybody else except for ourselves.
Right.
So I think that's what really got the ball going. And so
you put heartstrings, you know.
Yeah.
Like it was more than just a product to sell.
Mm-hmm.
It was a cause. It was a movement.
Cause. And, and you know, I say we are an impact driven social enterprise.
Wow, I love that. All right.
Because we are impact driven. That's what drives us, and we've been able to help over 80 single parent households in the United States with financial assistance since our inception.
Oh, wow.
And so,
and give us a little, what does that mean when you say help?
So single parents can go onto our website or go onto mamaberriesfoundation.org and they can nominate themselves. So they say, you know, we say, what are your challenges? How old are your kids? What are your bills looking like? What do you need help with? What, give us a reference, or people can nominate. People can nominate a deserving single parent and tell us their story. Like, hey, my friend, my coworker, she's struggling right now. She can barely pay her car payment. Like, she's losing her house. Like, that is, we find people hitting rock bottom and we come in and we save them.
Wow.
So, and it's the reason why I keep doing what I do, because I love seeing and I love helping deserving families that in no other way would have had any help. So we've been a resource for single parents. And so then again,
and
you know,
do you accept donations as
we
well?
We absolutely. Nice. PayPal, Venmo. No, like, I'm just going to
there you go.
Get
no,
to
no,
MamaBerriesFoundation.org.
No, no. Yes, so MamaBerriesFoundation.org. Okay.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, no, I mean, we want to, if we can participate and help, I mean, there might be other ways, right? I mean, we're here to make an impact as well. And if we can help a cause, and that's something that's very close to me, right? Mm-hmm. Again, grew up with a single mom.
Yes. So many people touched by a single parent that it's overwhelming to think that there was nothing that was they could turn to back in the day. So, yeah. And then we'll show up to their house or their job, or like we incognito find them with a big fat check. And we're like, here's $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 to pay for whatever it is, because it could be car payments, rent, daycare, food, groceries, gas, like. Se acumulan las cosas for the single parents, and where do they turn to?
Right.
So we are that resource for them. And we really find people like we're on the streets, literally going, you know, finding these people. Because again, I could have donated proceeds to a charity, but like, where is that money really going? You right, never
right,
know.
Right. It gets flushed out. Exactly. No, you're right.
I mean, that's why I wanted to do my own and really know who I'm helping.
You just inspired me. I'm going to start my own. I've been talking about it. It's just, I got a lot of irons in the fire, but there's no excuse, right? If you could do it,
If you can do it, I can do it then too.
Yeah. So, okay.
So then, you know, again, we would launch. We would have these crazy launches and we're like putting out all the packing slips. I'm like, Mom, can I use your room to put the packing slips and taking the things to the UPS store? And then we got the boot from the UPS store. They're like, okay, Mija, like you can't come here anymore. You got to go straight to the post office because there's too many orders. So, but that was also like bittersweet, you know? Yeah. I was like, oh. Cool.
Yeah,
like
that's a great problem.
The boot for a good problem.
Yeah, that's a great problem to have.
And so
you're like, yeah, well, we're just gonna go to FedEx now, suckers. No, we're gonna go somewhere else, you know?
Yeah. So then, that's how we started, little by little, and then JCPenney came knocking, and I'm thinking, okay, they're gonna want to try us out in like one or two stores. I'm so excited. This is amazing. And then we had a call with JCPenney, and they said, Shan, we absolutely love your formula. We love your packaging. We love you. We love your story. We love the mission behind it. We love what you're doing. We want to bring you on into all 610 stores nationwide.
And only a couple pieces though, right? Oh my God. How are you going to spread 1,000 pieces across?
And then they go, and we want every single item you have.
Oh, wow.
And at that point we had maybe 70 products.
Wow.
So do the math.
What? How many stores?
610 stores.
610 stores. I mean, even if you did a minimum of 1,000 pieces, that's almost 500,000 pieces.
And then how do you pay for the 500,000 pieces?
Right. Yeah. You got to do some financing there. Or take a deposit.
Yes. So
that was the next good problem to have.
Next good problem. Yeah. So, you know, I'm over here jumping for joy and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then my sister, we hit it big. Like, okay.
You're celebrating before you really thought about it.
And then my sister is just like.
And you're like, yes, we're doing it. We're in.
Yeah. And my sister's just like, and I'm like, Erica, you're not excited? She's like, look, pendeja. Are you done? Like, how are we gonna like that? That's great. How are we gonna freaking do that? Like, that's millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Right? And then I'm like, oh,
I didn't
damn,
even do the math
huh?
yet. I just thought of the pieces.
I'm like, oh yeah, huh?
Yeah.
This is why I need my sister by my side because she is like, oh man, she's just a genius.
I can't wait to meet her too. Yeah, she's great. I'm gonna say, hey, so by the way, good job being a party pooper. You know, you had to bring her back down to the ground.
She always has to bring me back down to earth.
So she's what's her sign?
What's Virgo?
There you go.
Yeah.
And what's your sign?
Aries.
Oh, okay. I'm a Gemini. So you go. Kind All right. Of. We got a little fire going on over
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
All right.
So, you know, and then my mom's like, what do I have to do? I'll refinance my house. I will take out a second loan. I will. ¿Qué necesitan, mija? ¿Qué necesitan? And we're like, Mom, we're not going to have. We can't
how
do
much,
that to
give,
you.
Give us an idea. What would be the first? How much would something like that was needed? Like,
My gosh. Like.
I need a $500,000.
It was more. It was like,
man, I was trying to be nice, but you just shut dude down.
I'll just say it was more. I'll just say it was more.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And so, you know, I'm not going to get into the nitty gritty, but
you figured it out.
We figured it out by the grace of God.
How long did it take for you to figure out that problem?
When I tell you we went to every single bank, shark bank, like weirdo scrappy bank, like, you know, all these like banks that you're like,
so you went
really
to, went to traditional banks.
I went everywhere, every single
VCs,
place.
VCs, any private VCs?
No, because we were too small. Who would take a chance on us? Yeah. Who would be like, oh,
these little mocosas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, little mocosas of what? How much did you sell last year? You're like,
1,000 pieces?
Exactly. You're like, no.
And then, then you're like, you want us to believe the JCPenney's and you're like, PO, here's the purchase
order.
Exactly. Yeah.
But when I tell you, there's no place for small businesses to really go for these loans or these, you know, cash advances.
Even the Small Business Administration, SBA loans.
Dude,
that's bullshit.
No, we didn't get anything from that.
Yeah.
So when I tell you, we went to every shady bank. We went to every big bank.
I've never heard of a shady bank. Shady.
Yeah.
Shady bank? Huh?
Banks that I've never even heard of. And wow. We're like, what is this? So we were even like, dude, do we just start like fucking?
Can you say who the angel was?
Let's just say.
Come.
No, I have to protect. Mm. It wasn't a bank.
Good for you.
It wasn't a bank.
Good for you.
I'm glad. I'm actually glad to hear that it wasn't that. And if it was a private person, amen to him or her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Amen or to my angelitos.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You have an army of them and you're blessed. Super blessed.
I don't know. Sometimes I get through life and I'm like, I can't believe, I don't know how we did that.
What year was that scale? That
that was last year. We I think we've been in JCPenney a little bit over a year. I can tell you, we are one of the top five brands in JCPenney right now.
All right.
So
self-made millionaire now too. I didn't add that in the beginning, but so entrepreneurship, woman in business, woman in radio, Latina, millionaire. Congratulations. No, you gotta own that. You gotta be proud of that. You have a multi-million-dollar company now.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good,
mm-hmm.
but you gotta learn to maintain it now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're one of my mentors, billionaire mentor, says, Mauricio, we are stewards of money. We're caretakers of money. So we have to respect it. At a young age, unfortunately, I disrespected it and I lost it. The beautiful part is that when I got back on my feet, I was able to scale very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And in a very shorter period of time, I got to 100 million. And when you get to 100 million and you taste what that's like, it's a different mm-hmm. ballpark. You have all the ingredients for that success. Because the makeup industry is a $1 trillion industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even billion, it's a $1 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
I tasted almost what it was going to be like to be in the billionaires club too. It's just, it's. So I'm only sharing this with you mm-hmm. because as you're going up this mountain of success, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a mountain, it's not, and it's peaks and valleys, mm-hmm. right? While you're mm-hmm. going, you're climbing,
mm-hmm.
be mindful because the pitfalls, right?
Mm-hmm.
And success, though it feels good, you have to embrace it and then you have to take care of it,
mm-hmm.
right? And
absolutely.
Always keep your eyes. And I'm actually telling myself right now, I'm giving myself self-therapy right now mm-hmm. because I have to do it myself and constantly remind myself. Because if you take your eyes off the ball or off the game,
mm-hmm.
that's when you get caught slipping.
Yeah. You have to take care of it. You have to maintain it because easy come, easy go.
Yeah.
And guess what? As a business owner, there's always problems.
Yes.
Always. When I tell you, I feel like I'm a firefighter sometimes.
Yes.
Because we're
amen.
Constantly.
You're part of the SF fire team. I'm part of the San Jose fire team.
I got my water hose back here. Yeah, I'm constantly putting out fires.
We're part of the global fire team. we are because you're, oh my God, you hit it right on the money.
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday, I think that by Friday, I think everything is okay. Everybody leaves for the weekend. And then on Monday, I think everybody, what the fuck? Happened? Did you lose your head over the weekend, or like, are you not the same person that we talked on Friday, and then you said, "Hey, have a great weekend," and on Monday I'm like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Yeah,
and I'm putting out fires
mm-hmm. constantly,
every day,
constantly. But when I tell you, it's getting over those fires, troubleshooting 101,
amen.
Because it's the people that just give up when times get hard
Ooh.
That they don't make it. It's the people that are like, "Okay, there's a problem. How do we confront it?
Yes.
How do we fix it?
Yes.
And let's move forward."
Yes.
I always tell my team, don't come to me with a problem. Come to me with a solution.
That's right.
If there's a problem, how would you solve it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you think we should do? Okay, let's go. So there's always times, like we've had palettes come in with the wrong freaking colors in there. And we've done quality control, you know, talked with our suppliers multiple times, FaceTime, video, pictures of, and it comes with the freaking wrong color. And you're like, what do we do? Give them out to the tias. Here, tia,
yeah.
here's one. And
promotions.
You know,
yeah.
you give them gift with purchase. you know, like you just come up with a way to fix it and you move on.
You're right. It's always a constant. But that's mm-hmm. welcome to being a business owner,
mm-hmm.
right? I would never give up what I'm doing. I love being a version of a firefighter. You can look at it as a good or a bad. I look at it as a great thing because I'd rather have those kind of problems than no problems. Sitting at home, twirling my thumbs.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. The people that are comfortable, you're always going to stay like this, is fine because we also need people in society that are just okay with being comfortable.
Yeah, we need the army of ants, right?
But we also need people that are like, no, I'm never going to stop growing. For me, I'm always searching for what's else. What else is out there? Who else could I talk to? What more could I do? What other projects can I do? What more? Everything is more because I don't like being comfortable. I feel like I'm a kind of a creature of chaos.
Yes.
Like I man, like.
I, you know what? Let me grab my pen because I'm going to just start listening to
you. You're going to write a book with all my words.
Which leads me to think another cheap plug here. You reminded me of two books, my Decide, Commit, Execute, which it talks about making a decision, which you made. You decided that you were not going to promote somebody else's makeup. You decided you wanted to make your own makeup. You committed to that decision. And then most importantly, you executed on that decision. So you crushed it. Then you started talking about other things and made me start thinking about my second book that I'm writing, or my third one now, but the one on business. It's called Assess, Address, and Move On. We assess a situation as, you know, when we talk about firefighting, well, we assess the situation, we address the situation and we take care of it and then we move on to the next one because the next problem or the next situation, it's already coming.
Yeah.
When we're done today and you,
we
walk,
have another
out,
problem
and
tomorrow.
You walk out the door,
another one's brewing.
So there's always going to be something. It's how do we deal with it? How do we move on?
Absolutely.
And then how do we learn from that, from those experiences and take it to the next level?
Take it to the next level. I'm always trying to take it to the next level. I'm never going to be bogged down. I always need something else. So, yeah. So I guess that leads me into why I got back into radio when I'm like, I don't need to get back into radio.
I mean, I've heard some stories, right? I got to speak to the team and they share some stuff. The gentleman that does promotions in your company.
Ryan.
Super cool guy.
Love him.
Yeah. Super cool guy. And he's like, thanks to me. You know, blah, like he kind of gave us his
I can tell you the story.
They Linda was on the phone. I think it was Linda and then David, the GM.
David Dretz.
Yeah. And then Ryan, and then everybody was talking, and David actually gave credit because I said, man, how'd you come up with this idea of what you did? Because again, I'm familiar with programming. I said, you did what to do what? I said, dude, that's fucking genius. And he says, well, David then says, you know, because I guess Ryan was on the phone, because if not, David would have probably swallowed it all, right? Like, oh, yeah, you know. But he gave credit to Ryan.
So how did they say they did it?
Well, Ryan just kind of, you know, said that it was his convincing and, you know.
You know, it was. And this is why I will never leave any doubt or a way of someone talking bad about me. If I exit a place or if I work somewhere, I treat everybody with respect.
Absolutely.
The way I want to be treated, I treat people the same exact way because I don't want to leave a building and have any reason for them to talk shit about me.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it happen. Yeah. I had a woman that was mean to me when I was first starting out in radio. And when I got...
Where's she at now?
Exactly. You know...
Still collecting a paycheck.
Yeah. Or no, I mean, people still talk bad about her. Wow. So that's the thing. That's what I was so young when I started. I was 19 and this woman was always so mean to me at work. And I remember the day I got my midday show, my own show. I was like, you know what, Shan? You're going to be the difference in this station. I'm going to have an open door policy. Anybody could come in. I had the interns come in. If you wanted me to teach you how to run the boards, let's go. You wanted advice on something, let's go. Yeah. You needed something, you were crying, you had a bad day, come in, let's talk about it. I felt like I was that like a little
mama bear.
Mama bear
in the house. And mama Berry's in the house.
Yeah, mama Berry. So I always felt like you know, I was never the best radio host. I was never the best TV host. I'm not the best at doing makeup, but I'm a kind person. Mm. And I feel like kindness gets you further in life than if you were a bitch and you knew everything.
Yeah. Karma.
So, you know,
you got
and
great
that's
karma.
Why,
you got great energy.
And
you got, yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And that's why I feel like I always get called back or people think of me for different projects or want me to work with them because I was pleasant to work with.
Yeah.
And so,
and
it's the people that are, it's like, oh, you're mean, you're rude. Like, no one's going to want to work with you.
That's
you think
right.
you're going to get a call back with that attitude? No, mija. Like, no, you're not in here. Not today. So to me, it's like, it costs exactly $0 mm-hmm. to be nice.
Yeah.
Why don't people just be nice?
I don't get how hard
that equation is for people.
Yeah.
And so when I left radio, and it's always the people that you least expect it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I could tell you right now, the people that I thought were like, my ride or dies. They're like, you know, I think they're like my brother.
Yeah.
I loved these people so much. Like I would do anything for them. Where were they?
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that left me high and dry.
Yep.
And it's the people that you least expect it that are always going to think of you and say, you know what? I'm going to reach out. When people left radio, when I worked with them, I always sent them a text. Hey,
it was
an honor working with you.
Nice.
Thank you so much for the good times. If you ever need anything, you have my number. Don't ever hesitate to reach out. Go get them. Like whatever you do, you're going to be great.
Yeah.
And it cost me nothing.
Yeah.
What? I'm using my unlimited data for a text. Like, no, it cost me nothing, you know?
On so, T-Mobile?
Yeah. I actually changed to Verizon and now I want to go back to T-Mobile, but that's another thing. But, you know, so then I stayed in contact with some people that I worked with, and Ryan was one of them.
Yeah.
And he texted me. It happened so fast. I want to say it happened like maybe 2 months ago.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
I think this is my second week back. And he texted me. He's like, hey, girl, don't be mad at me. That's how it started. Don't be mad at me. But our PD wanted to see if I knew anybody local that would be great for our show. And I told him about you. So he is going to be reaching out. I hope you're not mad. And I'm like literally looking at this. I was laughing. I'm like, you think I'm going back into radio after what happened to me? Girl, you are tripping. You are tripping. And then I get an email right away from Bo Matthews, a PD at Mix 106.5. And he goes, hey, like, seems super cool. And I was like, you know what? Like, and my mom came into my head. She's like, mija, nunca cierras una puerta. Nunca sabes con quien vas a hablar. You're never going to know who you're talking with. Yeah. Like, never close a door. So I'm like, all right, fine. Let me just talk to him. And then I go, I really like this person.
Mm.
And I'm all about vibes. Like, if I don't have good vibes with you, your vibes are good.
Okay, cool.
Everybody's vibes in here are good.
I want to make sure. You know, I don't want to end the show early because my vibe's not on the point.
You pass the vibe check.
All right. We're good, right? We're good, guys.
So I hit it off with Bo. They presented me with an offer right away.
Yeah.
I didn't care either way. So I was like, look, I'm good. I have my makeup line. You did the math.
Yes.
I don't need this.
I'm good
so
at my math.
By the way,
we're going to be partners. I'm going to be an investor.
So either way,
yeah.
Me vale.
Yeah.
Here's a freaking number. Take it or leave it. I really don't care.
Amen.
And he goes, I love your energy and I want you to talk to the GM. And I said, okay. I'll talk to the GM.
Yeah.
And he,
me vale.
But again, I'm not going to close the door.
That's right.
And so I talk to the GM and I don't even get in my car without Bo texting me saying, I don't know what you did, but I'm proud of you. And I started the following week.
Wow.
But that is about.
Congratulations.
Thank you. About knowing your worth.
That's right.
I'm not just a part-time here. No. I come with a team. I have 12 years in radio.
I'm on your team now too, by the way. I'm the podcast team now, right?
Yes. I come with loyal fans.
Yes.
Loyal people that I will forever be grateful. Like, these people are my family.
Nice.
And people that will come out, support no matter what, rain or shine. And I that's what they saw. And so I came with that market value and they were like, well, let's freaking go.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was very emotional for me getting back into radio. Sorry, I'm going to cry.
Oh, man, it's okay. We don't have any Kleenex here, but no. Yeah.
Because I went through some shit.
Yeah.
And this was going to be my comeback.
Yeah.
And I was going to, and I'm going to come back bigger and better than ever.
Yeah. And we're gonna support that, because I'll tell you right now, the fucking Bay Area is a big market.
They are.
And the fact that your talent, the experience that you have, and that these people saw what I'm seeing as well, what people mm-hmm. are seeing, what they're going to hear, what they feel and hear over the airwaves,
mm-hmm.
you're making a fucking impact. You're making it. And we're going to do whatever it takes mm-hmm. on our to continue to build that fan base, because that's, man, it's crazy just to even think of all of this stuff. You said something here that was very key in it, and it mm-hmm. fucking lit me up, mm-hmm. is you know your value. And when you don't care about something, I mean, it's not that you don't care. It's that you know where you stand in your positioning. And I've done that. The best deals that I have closed in my life is when I walk in and I say, you know what? Fuck this. I'm just going to lay it out on the table. And I'm actually going to make it so difficult for you to not even fucking want me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to do this, because mm-hmm. I get
Así
it.
Así es la vida, dude. Así es la vida. Mm-hmm. Yep. I didn't want it. And you know what's so funny is that I've held on to
it. Do they know that too? Did they know that you didn't want it? Like, I mean, they're going to watch this. You know?
I told them straight up, like I don't want this. No, I was like, I don't really need this. Yeah. Like, I don't. I don't.
I'm selling a lot of makeup right now. Yeah, 600 like, stores. You do the math.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't really need this. But I go, radio is in my blood.
Mm.
And I owe it to the listeners who message me every day. I got messages every day.
Que joden los listeners, yes. Huh? Hey, que chingan. Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm being a mom right now. Yes. Like, hello.
But it's always like, Shan, I miss you on the radio. When are you going back to the radio? Like, I love your makeup, but like, when are you going back to radio? Yeah. Like, oh, I miss your voice. Like, when are you going to, like, always. And I stockpile them in my head.
Yeah.
And I would never have been to where I am now if it wasn't for these listeners coming to my little pop-ups at Stonestown, spinning my stupid wheel.
That boo-boo the foot. What is that, boo-boo the foot? Or what, boo-boo the mall?
Yeah, like, what did I say? Oh, Sam Boo-Boo, Sam like, to Tamfran. You know, like, coming to Valley Fair or Eastridge Mall to, like, come say hi.
Now, Valley Fair's dope. And yes. Eastridge Mall, you must have got love there. Yes. All right.
But that's the thing. It's like, people are busy. People have their lives. Why do they take time out of their busy schedule to come see me?
Yes.
Spinning a silly wheel, trying to sell makeup.
Because you're bomb.
Thank you.
You're the bomb.
But thank you. But I told this to the GM. I go, I believe in destiny.
Yes.
And I owe it to my people to come back. And I would love to make that impact for you on Mix 106.5 San Jose. Because San Jose is my biggest market.
Yes.
By far.
Yes.
People turn out in San Jose.
Yes.
And I got so much love for my people here. And
yes. Amen to that.
And so we just clicked.
And that station, the frequency it's a hyper-focused station that is mm-hmm. Santa Clara County. You reach up the peninsula. I don't know how far north it goes, and I don't know how far south, but I know that the population in the South Bay is what all the radio stations in San Francisco are always fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
From the big dogs, mm-hmm. the Clear Channels and all that, they're Bonnevilles, all of them, they're all fighting for the South Bay.
Well, guess what? They're all going down.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry. Ooh. Especially from 3 to 7 p.m.
That's right.
Monday through Friday, listen to your girl, Shan.
That's
because
right.
And we have such a it's Latina women, 100%, dude. Like, that is the demo. And I go, I'm your demographic.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it. But I don't think there's a better person for this job.
Right.
Because, again, I didn't care. So me was coming out.
If I could drop this mic, I'd drop it.
I was coming out and I was like, and the people there are amazing.
Yes.
And I'm a very, like, I can read people's energy. I'm like, this person's going to be trouble. This lady's going to be rude. This, like, I feel it. And there's not one.
We already passed
one,
the test here. I'm, yes, already, I'm good. I'm good.
And
I'm good.
Everybody,
right,
just seemed so wonderful. Like, yeah, genuinely helpful, kind people. Yeah. And no drama, no nothing. I remember I was like, oh, I told my PD Bo, and I was like, hey, I'm getting married on Tuesday. And he was like, enjoy, take the day off. Like, go enjoy.
Yeah, just
and I
picked go, it out Tuesday, like, random,
you
know. Like,
do you want, like, me to, like, track before? And because, you know, my wedding starts at 1. Like, my old, like, a PD I used to work for before would, like, what time you're getting married? You're getting at 1. Okay, so you'll probably be done with pictures by 2. Okay, you can be back by 3. You can come to your show. That's the radio I used to work in. And when I tell you this is a breath of fresh air,
yes,
and everything happens for a reason. Amen. I was supposed to leave that place behind.
Yes.
I was supposed to be able to start Shades by Shan, be scrappy, land JCPenney.
You are scrappy.
And
you know that? Like, you are scrappy.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah, no.
And
you,
I'm proud.
You came in. I didn't know what to expect. And you came in. I was like, damn, this little scrappy girl. Latina came in all fucking firecracker. I was like, whoa, all right.
Yes.
Hey. Yeah. But I like it.
Thank you.
I like it. when we did our first call and we did our first introduction on Zoom, and thank you to Nancy. I love Nancy. Nancy Murguia. Got to give her
a
plug.
She's great.
Yeah,
got to
give her a plug because, you know, she's going to be like, yeah, sucker, yeah, what?
She was wearing all Shades by Shan, too. She was like, oh, my God, I'm so excited. I'm wearing your makeup. I'm like, oh, thank you,
no. You know, I can't see guys talking like that. Like, oh, hey, dude, I'm wearing these chonies. So, like, I don't know. Like, or, I'm wearing this facial lotion. Like, bro, you got to try it and make your skin feel good.
Hey, like, guys rock our stuff, too. Matt wears our hydrating primer every morning, my husband. Uh-huh. He was like, I didn't know you had cream. I'm like, it's a primer, but it's basically a cream. Too, it has olive oil extract, and you should use it. And he's like, he loves it.
Did you have a men's line?
We want it, maybe in the works, the line.
I'm in. Anyway, so yeah, it just, man, you made me lose my thought here, man.
Oh, well, you're saying like chaparrita, like scrappy girl.
Yeah, no, you're scrappy girl. You came, you know, but that's what it takes. That's what it takes to get to where you're at today. If you were passive and just like, oh, like, fuck, like, you wouldn't get shit done. Plus, you've had some great people that are behind you that have kicked you in the ass.
Yeah.
Your mom has kicked you in the ass. Her experiences, her life experiences, she doesn't want to see those things happen all over again. So she made sure that you and your sister fucking, hey, when you were little and you can, like, it's like the mama eagle throwing the little baby eagles out to go fly, you know? And I say eagles, why? Because eagles fly high.
I like that.
Eagles, yeah, they don't fuck around with chickens. We don't fuck around on the ground.
No crows. We ain't no black crow on the ground.
Yeah.
And
the only bird that wants to fuck with the eagle is the crow. And what does the eagle do? Flies higher until the oxygen gets so fucked up that the crow has to fall out.
Because he's a dumbass.
That's right.
And I'm not a dumbass.
That's right. So I wanted to, I'm glad that we at least caught on to that analogy because you're an eagle.
You're
flying high now. You're in a different stratosphere, in a different universe. Again, going back to woman, right? In the times that we're in today, to be a woman, to be a business woman, and to be in a place where you can make impact, global impact, because your station is also on the internet. So imagine where the listeners are listening that by accident or by some promotion or something. They find you, or through your own brand. I don't know if you cross promote that you're on radio on your brand or.
My brand knows that I'm on radio, but my radio people don't necessarily know I have a brand because, you know, of Plugola and stuff. So I just don't. I don't touch
whatever. It's on your bio, right?
It's on
your station bio.
Follow
me
on Instagram.
and then again, the world has expanded. Media has expanded that they have to embrace because you're an influencer in many ways. So they're going to try to capture even your audience, right? Because your audience, your people that are buying your makeup, they're throughout the United States.
Yeah.
So they want to tap into that. So guess what? The founder, the creator of this brand is based here in Silicon Valley, which, by the way, your brand is a brand from the Bay Area.
100%.
There you go.
Started in my mom's basement in Ingleside District, San Francisco.
There you go. So it's a Bay Area organically grown
because we started from.
We started from the bottom.
The very bottom.
And now you're at where you're at to where it, again, Has it hit where you can say global yet? Because
yes, we do international shipping now.
Nice,
yeah, so
nice.
Yeah, we have warehouses.
International player in the house.
You know,
damn.
I'm trying. Damn. But yeah, we have warehouses in SoCal. We have warehouses in on the East Coast, Atlanta. So bi-coastal.
You're wasting your time here on this podcast.
I'm enjoying my time.
Like, no, thank you. Yeah, that's fuck. That's a whole distribution.
That's a whole network.
Right
but guess there. What? And we had to learn that from zero. Cause like who was teaching me about distribution on radio? Nobody.
Yeah.
It was like, what's a 3PL? Like, I remember they were like, okay, do you have a loading dock for our JCPenney trucks to come? And I look at Eric, I'm like, we have a loading ramp. We have a loading ramp. It was my mom's driveway. Okay, like that is how scrappy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We
you're like, yeah,
are.
Yeah, we got
okay.
it. We
yeah,
got
we're
it
like,
covered.
We have
yeah.
a ramp. And then they're like, no, no, no. We can't do that.
No, we need
that.
Our semis like, yeah, to pull yes. up and pick up. You're like, yeah. yeah. Well, I don't know if it could fit in my neighborhood, but
yes.
we'll figure it out.
Totally. Yeah. So that, you know, that's the mentality that we had, like starting. And so, you know, we've made a lot of mistakes, but the mistakes, if you figure them out, you troubleshoot, you move on, you learn from them those mistakes so you never do it again.
And I'm
so grateful to JCPenney because they are such an amazing partner because I hear like all the, you know, it's crazy with other big box retailers as well. And they're just so supportive. Like they genuinely love us. So it's been great working with them.
A couple of things. I know that, you know, part of, you know, you being at the station and, you know, I heard that big move. Mm-hmm. I started thinking about, because again, I'm doing the events this year. I'm doing some big events and we are going to do a big partnership with your station. Yeah. And again, I thought the perfect match would be bringing you on board to our series. We got 6 block parties that we're going to be doing this year here in downtown San Jose, hyper-focused, right? And how better to create a partnership and to also put an official MC or face to these block parties, right? So that's how this whole conversation started as well. And I was like, Nancy, what do you think? She goes, oh, you got to get my girl. I'm like, let me see. What do you got?
Yeah.
Immediately. I knew that it was. I saw one of your promos where you're in the studio and the Spanglish came out, and I was like, "Fuck, this got some fire on this." I'm like, I didn't know it was a reggaeton station, or I'm like, or a Spanglish station. I was like, wait a minute, what's the dial on this thing? I'm like, so I'm looking forward this year to working with you. So today is just the beginning of not only a future partnership, right, but friendship.
Yes, absolutely.
It's definitely. It's inspiring. You're actually inspiring me to see that I'm not the only crazy motherfucker out there. And, you know, that there's another person that's just as crazy as me.
There is a method to the madness.
There is a method to the madness. And that, too, woman, there's a lot of things that you remind me of about my mom because that fire she has. Not has, because she's still alive, thank God. And she still has it, you know, but it's tamed. And I told her, I even reminded her just the other week, I said, you know, it's never too late, Mom. It's never too late. You still got it in you. I mean, you know, you if you want it, it's available for you. If you don't, that's okay. One thing I tell people is never stop dreaming big. If you think that what you're doing right now is big, there's bigger. I learned that from a good friend of mine, Miles Kovac, who was the founder of Dub Magazine and now owns another company, and they're in the $1 billion club right now. And he said to me, Mauricio, he calls me, he says, you know, Mauricio, he goes, I want to do business with you. And I'm like, Miles, I haven't talked to you in so long. He goes, it's not because of what you're doing. It's because your mindset and the things that you do are always big. If we're going to do something, fucking let's go big. Surround yourself as you're moving forward on your journey of entrepreneurship and the success you're having. Find the mentor or the person that can also pour into your cup. It can help elevate you, right? Because this is just the beginning. It's just the beginning.
Yeah.
And you're going to find yourself that you're going to eventually get so consumed by this business that radio, it will be important because it's in your blood and we'll see what happens in that. But you know where the future's at.
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to leave you're building such a great foundation, and you're going to leave a legacy behind, right? It's at the end, it's for your children.
Totally. And I remember, So I interviewed Gwen Stefani yesterday.
Nice.
And, all right. And she was so
She's a nutball.
Really?
Yeah, like, well,
I felt like she was hella cool.
Okay.
She
no, but I mean like, in a good way. Yeah.
No, but she was so nice. I mean, she probably did 100 of the interviews, right? When they call the station and you're talking to them face to face. It's like you probably talked to 1 million people that day. But I felt like she thought I was the only person she had talked to that entire day. Right. And I respected her for that because, you know, it wasn't just like, oh.
You connected.
We connected. And then I was with my husband's secretary yesterday because she loves Gwen Stefani. So I'm like, look, it's Gwen Stefani. And I introduced them. But she goes, when was the last time you you interviewed someone? And I go, who was it? And I go, oh, the last person I interviewed was J-Lo.
Oh, nice. All right.
And so I interviewed J-Lo and I asked her what her secret to success was.
She has a makeup line.
She does.
There
she
you
has
go.
An everything line. She has everything you can imagine. So, and
see, like right there, that mm-hmm. the J-Lo.
Yes.
You have access. Mm-hmm. What you have that a lot of people will not have because they don't put the time and the energy and the effort mm-hmm. is access. Mm-hmm. And when you have access.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Jayla.
Yeah, no, yeah. So I wanted to tell this because I felt like I've always kind of ran my life that way after she told me this. But I said, you know, Jennifer, what is your secret to success? And she said, Shan, my biggest secret to success is working harder than anybody else.
Mm.
Working harder than anybody else. So
can you say that one more time? Because it's important.
Right?
Yeah.
Working harder than anybody else.
Period.
Period.
Period. I have a saying, nothing or no one will get in the way of my success. Period. Yeah. Nothing or no one.
Nothing or no one, right?
We'll
goes back to the no's. Like if you get a no, you're just going to figure it out till you get a yes. And then working harder than anybody else. Because if you work harder than anybody else, the sky is your limit.
Yeah.
You can do anything you want in your life. You can accomplish whatever you dream of. Yeah. So if you just work harder than anybody else, you're going to make it.
Period.
And it's just as simple as that.
Interview's over, guys. Done. We're done. Jesus
Christ. And over.
Wow. I we can't. We don't even need to go anywhere else. I think honestly, damn. If you work harder than anyone else, mm-hmm. you will succeed.
Period.
Done.
Yeah.
It's all right, guys. Like I want to thank everyone for coming out today. You know, keep the party rocking. Give us some. You know, you got a lot of people that are out there watching mm-hmm. right now. What would be one thing, or a few things? I don't. I'm mm-hmm. not here to limit you.
Mm-hmm.
What would be something you would want people to know or to hear or to you know? What is the fuel that? What is it that fuels you?
What is it that fuels?
And a thought.
Me?
I mean, I know that you have things like your children can mm-hmm. fuel you, your marriage can fuel you, your mm-hmm. career.
You know what refuels me?
Yeah, tell
and
me.
And it's fucked up. Revenge.
Oof.
That is fueling me a lot right now, and it's messed up to say, but it's been the best fuel.
Yeah.
That I've had lighting my ass on fire.
Yeah.
Because yo no me voy a dejar.
Never.
Never.
Yeah.
So when I left, you know where.
Yeah.
And I started my own thing. I had that revenge in my mind. Porque aquí tuve mi dolor.
Right. That's right.
I kept it all here. And it's honestly been the best fuel.
Yeah.
And
you know what
so
you know what the best revenge is, right? Go ahead. You're grateful for.
Yeah. And I'm actually really grateful for that.
Yeah.
And this all goes back to destiny.
Mm.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
You have to trust the process. When you're not supposed to be in a place that you think, no matter how hard you try and how hard you try to mesh it, but if it is not meant to be, God will take you out of that situation, or the universe will show you you're not supposed to be there anymore. And that's okay.
Yes.
So for me, leaving that behind was the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yep.
Period.
One door closed and many
look
more.
Look at how many more opened.
Yes.
And look at where that is still there.
Yeah.
And I am so much happier I can breathe again. Yes. I have two beautiful babies. I got married. I have a radio show that I'm so excited about.
Number one radio show in the South. In the Bay Area. We're not going to do that.
No, it's in the South Bay right now, but it's going to be the whole Bay Area. Because when I tell you I set my mind to something,
yes,
I'm never wrong. So that has been fueling me.
Yes.
So let your fuel be your fuel, and don't feel bad if it's like, oh, well, this is fueling me. Why is this fueling me? It's like a negative. No, you turn that negative into a positive, and that's what I'm doing. Yep. And what I want to leave behind, I guess, like my legacy behind, is just, again, it costs $0 to be kind.
Mm.
Be kind, and that is going to take you further than you can ever imagine.
Always.
Because the people that are rude, obnoxious, making your life hell, those people are always going to be there.
Yeah.
But you...
They're the fuel, too. They're part of the fuel.
And they're part of the fuel. And you know what? I don't want to be here. Let me rocket ship away from you and fuel away, because you don't want to be a part of that. And it's, and you will find your place where eventually it makes you happy.
That's
but
right.
Remember, you got to work hard.
That's right.
Because nothing comes easy to you. No. Remember, easy come, easy go.
That's right.
So you have to work hard, harder than anybody else.
That's right.
If you really want to,
fuck, now I want to work harder than you, man.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna start my own makeup line and shit.
You should. We need more men makeup representation.
No, I'm good. I'm just gonna get some of your stuff when you come out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say the best revenge. I don't know if you've heard this, and I'm sure you have. Is massive success. That's the best revenge. Is massive
and
success.
And you said it perfectly.
Yes.
And I'm gonna steal that because that is my best. Biggest fuel is my massive success.
Yeah.
Y mira, con un guante blanco, pa' fuera.
That's it. Done.
You did the math. I didn't.
Oh, no. I was conservative. I don't even want to start. I'm great with numbers. I mean, trust me. I'm bored. I start figuring out numbers. We're going to end it on this one.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, we were coming from Vegas. We went to the Formula One races.
Oh, I'm so
jealous. Oh, it was fucking off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
So my partner that's there with us, billionaire, right? And we're sitting there and we're talking. And I'm saying, hey, how much do you think this one plane makes in a shift? Right. So he's like, how many seats are in? So I started figuring out how much one airplane makes for a company. One airplane makes $15 million a month. And we guesstimated, right? Because I started doing the guesstimate of the numbers. Mm-hmm. How many? And then I had to ask the pilot. I said, hey, how long does this plane have to be? Because they don't turn planes off. When you turn a plane off, those planes, they're high performance, right? So
you have
to keep the engines going.
Oh.
There's only a small period of time that those planes shut down, but those things are constant. They're workhorses.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the math. I was like, fuck. So if they got 15, and then I go, how many are in your fleet? And they're like, oh, there's like 150 or 300 planes and blah, blah, blah. And I started fucking, I was like, God damn.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are making $1 billion a month.
Jesus.
So I'm when it comes to business, I become a little geek nerd here, and I start doing numbers, and that's why.
But you know what? For me, I think I can always make the crazy amounts of money, but I'm still shop at Target.
Yeah.
I'm still shop at Marshalls. I'm still shop. Okay. Like I will keep.
I saw
it
your
real.
White socks, by the way. I saw your white socks.
Under every boot is one of these socks.
I love
with
it.
The girls that keep it real. Okay. So
I wear black socks. I can do the white, but I'm cool. I love it.
So, hey, you know, I keep it real. I think that's important to stay humble.
Amen.
It's important to stay kind.
Thank you.
And thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, no, and thank you for sharing your life, your journey. And we didn't even scratch the surface.
Oh, yeah.
We can actually go for another hour or two. It's been an honor and a pleasure to have you here. And it makes me even más orgulloso, right?
Mm-hmm.
Que eres latina.
Gracias.
Y que traes ese sabor y esa pasión, el fuego que traes, me encanta. And I hope that through whatever media, whatever it is that we can do, that we can empower everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm about community and I'm about everybody, right? I grew up in a point in my life where I saw no color lines, no gender lines, no nothing. But if we can inspire and motivate our people, the Latinos, to come up and stop being the crab in the buckets. And that's another story that I'll tell you later. But if we can stop being that and support ourselves to rise, fuck.
You could do anything, anything you set your mind to. I'm telling you, I started from a crappy Canon printer.
There you go.
I didn't even know how to use a label printer. I didn't even know how to get where to go get a stamp.
Yeah.
And I have
the post office, mija. The post office,
I know, but I was like, wait, how? But then I was like, well, how much do I pay? Like, do I need a with the 25-cent one, or what's a affinity stamp or whatever it is, eternity stamp? So
now you're getting too crazy. All right.
So exactly. So if I could start from where I did, everything, anything you dream of, you can accomplish too.
Amen. Well, thank you so much again for being in here and sharing your story. Shamberry in the house. Thank you for joining us. Mauricio Mejia Live, season 3, baby. Let's go.
Mauricio Mejia Live.